The Lead Story is proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.
What is the Employers Federation's stance on the new minimum wage?
Thank you. So our stance is that I will start off by expressing deep disappointment and frustration regarding the introduction of the national minimum wage. And our frustration really stems from not why we are doing this, but how we are doing it and what we are doing. We contend that discussions were subsequent to the release of the Wage Commission's report, the discussions that should have taken place between all the stakeholders did not really materialize and take place in the way that it should. And we are now confronted with the reality where we're going to introduce a national minimum wage that would have severe implications on employment, and all the key considerations that needs to be taken has not really been addressed and taken care of. We believe it is premature to introduce the national minimum wage, and we should have allowed ourselves more time to prepare employers and the country at large for this transition.
So how do you anticipate this wage increase will impact businesses looking at small and medium-sized enterprises?
Look, it's going to have a massive impact on employers, and it's also going to have a massive impact on employment. This is an across-the-board increase that will happen across all sectors. Our stance is the NEF all along, and our submission to the ministry as well was that we should make considerations around sectoral wages and take cognizance of the sectoral realities that exist between the sectors. However, we are now facing a national minimum wage, and yes, SMEs are going to be severely affected. We do have members within the NEF that are small and medium enterprises. And yeah, it's not just the SMEs that will be affected, but also you have low margin sectors such as retail that is going to be affected severely with this change, because for some sectors, they have to absorb a significant increase in labor cost, which may not necessarily be absorbed and which could then lead to job losses.
Has the Employees Federation been in discussions with the ministry about potential support or adjustments for businesses that may struggle with the new wage requirements?
There hasn't been engagements with the ministry directly. I think we have reached out on several occasions to the ministry where we have requested for audience to discuss this. I think the ministry's stance at first was wait until the matter is gazetted. This is now subsequent to the release of the Commission's report. The ministry stance was wait until the matter is first gazetted. After the gazette, I think there was another stance from the ministry to say, we are not going to engage with you. If there's employers that have concerns, they must apply for exemption. Despite all this, we have at the start of this week again written to the minister to ask for audience to address this matter, because we have serious concerns. We have had several engagements with our members where they are seeking for advice and guidance on how to conform and comply with the new provisions. And many of them are worried, and many of them are now making considerations for potential retrenchments to ensure that they are complying. So this thing is going to affect employment. And we believe that the time for transition that we have allowed ourselves as a country is not sufficient. You would recall that this was gazetted at the beginning of August. This is a massive transition. We should at least allow ourselves more than anything between 6 to 12 months to be able to transition this. And also the timing of it is not appropriate. Many sectors are going into their peak season now in November and December, and there's not time to focus on this transition, but rather focus on trade. And by the time they are past their peak season, they need to start complying to this. So the whole timing of it is also not well considered.
What measures, if any, does the Federation recommend for businesses to manage the financial impact of this wage increase?
Look, our advice to our members have been, we can't manage your business for you. You need to do those analysis whether you can absorb these cost increases. If you cannot, you need to look at your operating models and see how you're going to adjust your business operations to be able to deal with this. Alternatively, the only other alternative that is then left is it's terminations for operational reasons, but we are advising our members to ensure that they comply to the law. And if that means that they have to restructure their businesses to be able to comply, they need to do that. And this is also advice and guidance that we are providing in terms of how they could go about to do that.
Does the Federation believe that the new minimum wage is sustainable for all industries, or are there particular sectors that may be more affected by this change?
All along, our view has been a one-size-fits-all approach is not going to work. And even in our submission that we provided earlier this year to the ministry, we advocated for sectoral minimum wages. And I'll have to cite some examples maybe to provide a little bit more context. Let's take the agricultural employers, who, as you would recall, the president just earlier this year declared the national drought crisis. Now, if you look at agricultural employers, other than the input cost, their second biggest cost component they have is labor cost. We're still in the midst of the drought, and in January, they have to increase labor cost to 67%. Where are they going to get the income from to be able to absorb this cost? We also have the Security Association as one of our members. They also have to absorb a significant increase. And when they seeked for advice from the NEF, we advised them to go back to their clients and renegotiate the security contracts. These negotiations hasn't been positive because a lot of their clients are scaling down on the number of guts that they require. These are going to lead to job losses. So these are the realities that we are confronted with. And there is a real risk that jobs will be lost. We do not know how significant this could be. And it is also very difficult to estimate what this would do to unemployment. And as you know, we don't have an unemployment survey done. The last one was most probably around 2018, 2019. So we also don't know what the current realities are with regards to unemployment, but we foresee that this will aggravate further.
What is your response to workers' advocacy groups who argue that the increase is necessary to ensure a living wage for all Namibians?
The increase should be done in an approach where we secure the continued existence of businesses as well. It is pointless for us to load businesses with a significant increase of cost, and they can't sustain themselves and they can't sustain employment as well. So there was a need for us to really take a systemic and holistic approach and find a model that will allow us to gradually increase the minimum wages for our workers, but it needs to be done in a informed manner. If businesses are going to shut down, people will be left without employment. And if we look at what has been transpiring in Namibia, we haven't seen a significant number of new businesses or industries coming to the fore. So the potential of absorbing people that would be laid off into other industries is very low at this stage. And that is the concern, that if businesses cannot sustain themselves, they will end up laying off workers. But is there a need? I think all along our position hasn't been, we did not question why we need to do this. Our questions has always been around how we do it and what we do. And by the what, I mean the quantum that is involved, whether it is $18 or whether it should be less and then gradually increase to $18. That has all along been our position. And that is also the aspects that we've all along wanted to discuss with our stakeholders during the consultations we've been seeking.
How does the Federation plan to support employers in complying with the new wage regulation by January?
So the NEF has been built around the premise of always ensuring compliance to the laws, because we are party to making these laws. And that is also the guidance and advice we've been providing to our members, to say you will have to readjust your business to make sure you conform and you comply. So we have explored various alternatives and we have advised our members what those alternatives are. Unfortunately, retrenchments is one of those alternatives that employers will have to consider. And one would not want to advocate for retrenchments if you look at the realities that we are confronted with at the country. But when employers are left no choice, they will have to explore that and make those decisions for themselves and make sure that they take the decisions that are in the best interest of their businesses.
How do you foresee this minimum wage adjustment affecting the broader labor market, including potential hiring and retention challenges?
We foresee that job growth is going to be a challenge for the country. I don't think there's not going to be many new positions coming forward. We also see that there's probably going to be hiring freezes. As positions become vacant, employers are not going to rehire. So these are the things that we foresee. And clearly also, as I said earlier, wage negotiations are going to be impacted. I think the way employers negotiate is going to change. We will see employers having an increasing reluctance to allow for benefits, in-kind benefits or any type of benefits, and purely negotiating on basic wage to avoid themselves not being compliant to whatever future minimum wages may be forthcoming.
The lead story was proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.